Welcome to the S-Tier Cast with your hosts, Sebastian Martinez and Eric Pajowski. Hello, listener. This is your host, Sebastian Martinez of the S-Tier Cast, here today to talk to you about Agents of Tenebris Ghost Marshals, the series, out now on Kindle Vella. This is my own little passion project, several years in the making. It is about a guy named Kevin Fisher who has been tasked in recruiting some very amazing supernatural characters. This is my own personal supernatural X-Men, and it's now available on Kindle Vella. You can read the first three episodes for free. Follow the story to read more. And it's only going to get wilder after episode three. So check it out. Agents of Tenebris, Ghost Marshals, the series on Kindle Vella. Now back to the show. Here we are, episode 25.
Woo! Yes.
Oh my lord.
Dude. A lot of things happened.
The Oscars are going on right now. I'm like, okay, I gotta get upstairs and all that. I saw Godzilla won.
Yes.
And Oppenheimer's winning.
Of course.
Barbie won one. Yeah, best original song. Best original song, not the Ken song. This thing's acting up again on live. Oh my god, I hate it. And my internet is good. This is their shit. Oh my god. Oh, yeah. Whatever can go wrong will go wrong.
I just found out Dietrich is at Bourbon Street right now.
Oh, fucking course he is. What the fuck?
I should just go in there and be like, what the fuck? Why aren't you on our podcast right now?
Should be like, why didn't you come here next week? What the fuck?
Did you even tell him about it?
Not yet. I gotta tell him. I asked Dan Small, but he's not online. He ain't been online for a minute. I let my nephew know, though. Oh, boy. Yeah, we got a little thing going. But, man, what a week. You know, let's talk about it real quick. We got a show for you. But Akira Toriyama passed away this week. Best known for creating Dragon Ball. The whole thing, basically. Not Super, but, you know, Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z. A lot of his artwork was in a lot of stuff. I didn't realize. I kind of realized it, but with Chrono Trigger, I saw that. Never got to play Chrono Trigger. I've heard it's a great game. It just never really connected with me. I'll probably play it one of these days. But acute subdural hematoma.
What the heck does that mean?
He had a lot of blood on his brain.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's like a brain hemorrhage, I think. Something like that. Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. I saw a lot of stuff. I already saw one of these graves. I have a few grave standers saying, you shouldn't be mourning this guy. Why not? He's a staple of our youth. Everyone knows what Dragon Ball Z is. No one knows who the fuck you are.
Like, even if you haven't watched one episode of it, you know what Dragon Ball Z is.
Yeah. It's still the biggest thing. It's just, you know, they've done missteps. But the original stuff was great. I've watched damn near everything when it comes to Dragon Ball Z and Dragon Ball. Like, that was one of my things as a kid. And that just seeing that he passed, I was like, shit. You know, 68, though. You know, he had a good life. Someone said, that's too young. He shouldn't have passed that way. I just went, too young. 68?
Someone needs to go back to school.
Yeah. But, you know, he will be missed. I've seen some cool tributes. I wish I could find them now.
They're, like, on my Facebook, it's all that showing is like, so sorry for the loss. And all these arts are amazing.
Yeah, I'm looking for some now. I'm going to look through Google on here. We'll have it on our page. Oh, he did. He also did some work with Dragon. Not Dragon. I want to say it's Dragon Quest. He did work for that. I've seen a few. I'm looking at one now. Well, no, that's for the actual biography of him. But there's a lot. There's a lot of cool ones. They have one with Goku with angel wings and all that.
What is going on with this connection?
It's this fucking website. I'm going to look for another website. My internet's good. It may be spotty, but it's this fucking website. I can hear it on your end, too. I'm like...
Yeah, and I'm like, it's all green over here. Like, my connection's good as well.
Yeah. Oh, my Lord. All right, so yeah, Akira Toriyama, I'm going to say his name properly. He has passed. You know, there's a lot of people that got emotional over it. I was just like, I'm not going to get that emotional. It's a shame, but, you know. It ain't like, you know, he was going to go one of these days anyway. But he was the one that made sure anime was one of the mainstays of everyone's life. Like, you got a lot of guys on YouTube that always talk shit about anime and all that. And sometimes I'm right there with them. Especially when it comes to certain ones. Like, there are certain fans of anime where you're just like, shut the hell up.
That's... And fun fact, he also helped design the cartoon series of Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yeah. There's a lot he's done. This internet's killing me. It's so damn spotty. We might just end up not doing...
We might have to make it a short episode if it does this the whole time.
Yeah, this
is ridiculous.
Yeah, this is getting nutty. The fuck was that?
Fix your shit, Restream.
Yeah, this is some crap right here. I'm going to end up going like to StreamYard or whatever. Man, yeah, so he's passed. Let's get into it. You know, rest in peace. There's not much we can do because this thing decided to take a dump on us, but let's see. We're going to go real quick. You know, we're going to do as promised on our picture and in the description. Let's talk Heaven's Gate.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good song, this.
I liked it artistically. You know?
Yeah. Well, Heaven's Gate, it's not really a well-known cult. Like, you've probably heard of it. They were kind of like into the science-y part of... They tried to combine Christianity with science, and it turned into a cult. And when one of these comets was coming around, where you could see it, they all ended their lives.
Wasn't that, like, done in the late 80s, early 90s?
1995.
I was 5 or 4 years old when that happened.
Yeah, depending on that month, yeah. Great song by Skinned. And I got a like on one of the things I put, what a video. Al Pacino going, what a video. And she liked the damn picture. I love it when that happens. But I did the one, want to listen to some tunes? And I just play the fucking song. Let me see. I don't know if we can. Well, I think we could play a little piece of it. I don't see any problem. Uh-huh. We just do the meme, just like this.
Tunes? Hey. Want to listen to some tunes?
It's a good beat. Nice rhythm.
just scared we're gonna get copyrighted now.
Nah, we should be good. That was only like 20 seconds. Hopefully that does well for her. We've never had a problem playing her music on here, though. Ain't that some shit?
That means she likes our shit.
That means the lawyers don't know. The algorithm will probably know, though. The almighty algorithm will put you in your place, but let some other guy ruin you.
It's not as bad as YT.
Yeah. Well, we are on YouTube.
I'm not even going to say their names.
But, yeah, it's a great song, great rhythm, great beat. And she really captured everything, because the actual head of the cult, and I had his thing on here, let me see. The last name, Applewhite, I do believe.
Applewhite.
He was an actual, music tutor. Like, he was a music teacher. Marshall Applewhite, yeah. He was a music teacher. So that's why the chorus goes, Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti. Do. I just went, ooh, that's clever. It's very, very good. 10 out of 10.
9.8.
Just leave a little wiggle room there. Sound like my new instructor.
Very good.
Oh my god. We can talk about that before we get into Jay Weinberg's new thing. I had to do two. I was in two Zoom meetings, and he brought up that he doesn't give out hundreds in the class. And I'm like, as long as it don't fuck with my GPA. But one of the students in there, she goes, listen, I have to have hundreds. I have to have hundreds. He goes, I gave you 95s, so you have a little wiggle room, because it nothing's perfect. I'm like, well, you know, as long as it don't ruin my GPA. Oh, God, that was the funniest thing. I'm going to make sure for our...
How about the story where you told me where, like, you did your assignment early, and he was like, you did it!
Oh, God, yeah, the message. He goes, you did it! I'm like, yeah! Literally turned that into a meme, like, I got it done. Now I'm the messiah of Arrakis, desert planet, Dune.
The only plant you're king of is your anus, okay?
I got a new...
Even though technically you're not a planet anymore.
No, Pluto's not a planet.
Oh, right.
I got three new sound bites, actually. Thanks to The Rock.
It's a direction you can fuck.
And I also have the classic one here.
From the bottom of my heart, man to man, fuck your story.
Which is also how I feel about the new DC. All right. So let's get into Jay Weinberg is drumming for Suicidal Tendencies now.
Really?
Yeah, I've heard of the band, but I've never heard their music. So I'm hoping he actually does a good job. I'm gonna check out some of their music after the pod. I was watching podcast? Every Frame a Pause, EFAP. Like it's a long.
Why of all names that?
I don't know. Well, they pause this video every like damn near really every frame, but they were looking at this review. And I think I brought this thing up also by Cinematic Venom. He did the most bad faith review of the Lord of the Rings trilogy. Like you would go if you ever saw it, you'd be like, oh. Fuck you, dude. Like, that's how I am with it. Like, I was even going, like, there's one part he says about Sauron. We don't know why he turned evil. I'm like, it's explained. He held the Palantir. He saw everything Sauron was going to do. He decided he was going to go on that side of the field because of everything that fucker had. That's why. And, like, it was, oh, I was pissed. Like, they're very damn good with it. It's an old video, though. Like, this video that they did, it's like 8 hours long. And it destroyed Cinematic Venom's career. Like, he actually did a documentary.
You know what's pissing me off right now? Huh? You know what's really pissing me off? This connection, like,
oh,
every
God.
Time when you're, like, telling, like, the main juicy part of a story, it goes like,
I hate this. I'm looking at it now, it's like 5 out of 10. I hate this connection. Hold on 1 minute. We're gonna try something. Let me see. Oh, it's going back up. It's going up. I don't know what the fuck is going on. I think it's the weather. Yeah, look at that. Oops, connection lost. Reconnecting. This is some bullshit. I'm gonna check the actual thing. See how the stream is going on the actual YouTube page. Let me see.
At this point, should we just, like, reschedule this?
Hold on. No, we're still going. It's still going.
Yeah, but how's the connection on the video?
Here, let me see. No, it's doing good. This is okay, they're trying to mess with us.
No, we're still going.
Yeah, we're good. Well, here. This 8-hour video ruined Cinematic Venom's career. He actually did a documentary about his whole life because of this fucking video. He goes, I'm going to quit being a YouTuber after that. And it's like, maybe not... compare Lord of the Rings to Harry Potter and referencing the whole Channel Awesome shit, you know, with Nostalgia Critic and Film Brain and all that, and actually watch the goddamn movie and actually take notes after watching it. Like, it was so, it's such a bad faith thing. Like, the last thing on there was his documentary. Like, they fucked him up so bad in that damn thing.
Like, the only thing you compare Lord of the Rings to is, no, the only thing you compare Harry Potter to is Star Wars.
Yeah. And that was the thing. He was also comparing Lord of the Rings to Star Wars also. Like, there were certain parts.
No.
Yeah, there were certain parts. He compared the part where Aragorn kicked the helmet after he thought that Merry and Pippin were killed. He said, oh, that's okay, but this isn't. And it's the whole part where Darth Vader goes, no! And I went, he actually broke his fucking foot on set and stayed in character. What? So I've been watching that. I was watching a bunch of Channel Awesome stuff. If the connection's good, we'll be doing a S-tier Midnight episode. We'll be talking about the whole Channel Awesome debacle. After it's been like five years already about that. But let's get into it. We have some more stuff. You know, we're going to check out Suicidal Tendencies for the thing. Excuse me. I had pizza. But here we go. Movie news, because we're going to make this fast because of this connection. Halloween the series. We have new news on it. New updates. It takes place right after the first Halloween. Fuck.
How dare you? How fucking dare you?
That was aimed at me because I was going for the explosion. Yeah, we got a whole new timeline coming.
That makes no sense.
It doesn't. I did see one of the horror guys I follow. They're like, go ahead. You know, make it a whole new timeline. I want the whole map to look like a subway map. Oh, God. I was like, I even said, can this fucker stay dead? Please don't bring Michael Myers back. He was mulched. We're good.
watch the whole thing, be nothing about Michael Myers, just like they did the series of Friday the 13th.
Yeah, it's the events after his whole rampage. And it's people like, oh, we were affected by it so bad. You know how funny it'd be if it was actually connected to David Gordon Green's stuff to actually fill in that whole gap between Halloween and Halloween 2018?
I have no idea what you just said.
You'll hear it on the audio. I said, how funny it would be if it was the David Gordon Green stuff? Like, no. just a link between Halloween and Halloween 2018. Everything that happened.
I'm trying not to get the migraine about this stupid series.
Oh, God. I'm not looking forward to it. They could have did so much. They should have made it anthological. That would have been great. Could have did a sequel to Halloween 3. Happy, happy Halloween, yeah. Halloween, Halloween. Happy, happy Halloween, Silver Shamrock.
I thought they were remaking that.
I thought so too, but no, they're going with the Michael Myers shit again. But in lighter news, Army of Thieves 2 got announced.
Mm-hmm.
So that means Army of Thieves 2, then probably Planet of the Dead. And we're still going to get Army of the Dead Las Vegas. So we still got the Armyverse coming.
Okay,
yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, it makes me happy. I liked Army of Thieves. It was funny as shit. One of the guys in there, like...
It was like a lighter side of the story.
Yeah, a nice light heist. When Dieter punches that dude Cage in the face, and Cage basically just ate the punch, and Dieter's like, ah, shit! And I was laughing my ass off. It was the funniest shit ever. Let's see, alright. There's not much on Army of Thieves 2, but other than it being announced, but let's see. Oh yeah, we had some trailers drop. I saw the trailer for Wild Robot. You saw it too. The Fallout TV series trailer. I'm actually hyped for the Fallout stuff. Like, I'm not...
Who else is hyped for... Who's hyped for the Halo series?
No one's...
Season 2.
No one's hyped for it. Like, people were pissed off because they killed off Captain Keyes in the Reach stuff. Like, there was a cool sequence in Reach where Master Chief was fighting an elite... on the streets of Reach. And I was like, oh, this is actually pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Like, it was legit. You know, no armor on. He's beating the shit out of this elite. And he snaps its neck. I just went, okay, all right. I like that. But someone already made a meme where he's in a ramen shop and he's telling the lady, he goes, the Covenant are here. And as he's eating ramen, she goes, in the ramen? And they put the Arbiter in the fucking ramen. Going, what? I went, this is what this is for. Memes. That's what it is for. Exactly how you said it. Memes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, let's see. All right, so yeah, Fallout looks good. Got a nice, good look at all three characters, Walton Goggins and Ella Purnell, and I forgot the other actor's name, but, you know, you got the vault dweller, you got the ghoul, you got the knight from the Brotherhood of Steel.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like the NCR is there, but they're not the main characters. People were pissed about that, too. I just went, "What? Why are you pissed? NCR's the bad guys, too. I know y'all all sided with Mr. House in New Vegas."
I'm trying my best with this damn connection.
So I'm looking forward to Fallout, the TV series. Oh no. This thing really kicked everything off. It kicked me off. Man. This stream kicked me off. Yeah, this is horrible. This is trash. We've had so many good shows.
I blame the fucking Oscars.
You know what? That might be it, too. The bandwidth. Everyone's looking at it and watching it on through here.
Should we try tomorrow?
You know what we can do? We can actually do audio. So we're going to just switch to the audio form. We'll see you all next Sunday if this shit works. We're just going to switch to audio and just stay in here. Bye-bye. We'll see you later. All right.
Bye.
Yeah, yeah. It's just audio only now. You're still getting a fucking episode. Oh, God. All right, let's get back to this. Wild Robot. That looked great. That actually looked beautiful. I sent the trailer.
It really did. The visuals of it sort of reminded me of Love, Death, and Robots or whatever it was.
Yeah, it definitely reminded me of that trio of the robots, yeah. You know, that was one thing. I sent it to
It's so bad, bro.
I know. I sent it to my niece, the trailer for Wild Robots, though. And she goes, oh, this is great. This would be great for my kids. I'm like, yeah. A robot hanging out with animals. Oops, connection loss or reconnecting. Oh, get out of here. We're still here. All right, we're going to jump into this. Watch Dogs is getting a movie. Here, I'm going to pull that up. They're not going with the main storyline, which I'm okay with, because the main storyline really got ruined at one point.
What the fuck? You sound like dubstep right now.
Yes. I said people are a little pissed because they're not going with the main storyline for Watch Dogs, and I said, well, the main storyline was trash. Got turned trash when one of the characters died.
I still don't understand what you're saying.
Oh, your shit auto-tuned also. Oh, no. Here, hold on. We're going to do this the old-fashioned way. We're getting out of Restream, and I'm going to call you through the phone, through Facebook.
Fine, fuck it. That means I can have a cigarette.
Hold on, here we go. I still gotta look at the titles and all that. Oh, yeah, my chats aren't showing up either. What the fuck is going on here? There we go.
I don't know, bro.
All right, I'm exiting out of Restream.
All right,
leave. There we go. And we are gonna call Eric through the video. Through their video call. If this don't fucking work, I'm gonna lose my mind. We might just have to redo this whole thing. Brio. Okay. Shit. Alright. There we go.
I can actually hear you and know what you're saying.
Yeah, it's still a little iffy on my end. Hold on, where were we at?
Hold on, it's gonna be loud for a second.
I can get my pizza too while I'm at it. Hold on. We're going old school. Fuck this internet.
So, what is going on? Oh, that's fucking loud. I can't even go to sleep at night because he blitters that fucking 60-inch fucking TV.
That's why I love hanging out upstairs.
Well, I don't have an upstairs. I only go downstairs.
Here, let's see if we can call somebody also while we do this. Yeah, let's see. Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna check my fucking whatchamacallit.
Your internet connection?
Yeah. Because everything else is working. This should be working, too. Let's see. I'm going to see if we can get some people through through Facebook.
We're just on a live video call and someone's like in a fight or something. It becomes world star.
We got the audio. We got the audio. Man, it is glitchy as shit.
What's up?
It was glitchy as shit.
My side's fine.
A lot of feedback from the audio, though.
Yeah, but not as bad, right?
Nah, not like fucking Restream. Oh my god.
Okay, you can still hear me.
Yeah. Here, let's see.
Okay, good.
Okay, so Watch Dogs actually got the actress from, what is it? Talk to Me.
Really?
Yeah. Should have known Talk to Me would be a nice gateway movie.
Well, I knew that movie was going to be a banger since I knew Raka Raka was directing it and doing, like, the directing of stunts on it, too.
Yeah, yeah. And that was a funny thing. I told my niece Zephyr, I said, you never heard of Raka Raka? She goes, no. And I went, they're YouTubers. She goes, what? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, that, you're watching a movie by YouTubers.
Well, ex-YouTubers, they were sort of like the Dudesons, but like a more PG-er way.
Yeah, they got handled. They got their hands on like special effects and all that. I remember the best one was their Star Wars video.
Like all their parodies were good. Even like their wrestling videos were good, bro.
Oh yeah. Let's see. All right, so Seneca ain't answering. Let me see. I'm going to see if I can get someone else. Who's online? Hold on. Also, it still has Seneca on there. Get out of here. There we go. All right. Could try to call him back. Here, I got a better idea. Let's see if my niece is free.
We should just call and find a random celebrity's phone number and try to call them.
Alright, so let me see what else we got. That whole damn thing. You know how fucked up you have to be to, like, lose your whole YouTube career because of your shitty fucking review?
Like, I know we're bad with the views and all that, but we ain't that bad.
Oh, dude. Like, I try to give a lot of these movies leeway. I'm not a fucking Channel Awesome guy where, like, I hate this movie. Actually, I like this movie. No, I'm gonna tell you if I like a movie or hate it.
I know. That's the whole point of a movie is to, like, yeah, you're supposed to make a judgment about it, but you're not supposed to, like, shove your judgment on other people.
Yeah. And that's basically, like, that was the thing about Cinematic Venom. I used to be mutuals with him. Like, he thought Suicide Squad was the worst movie ever. And I said, just wait.
And we're still waiting.
Yeah, Madam Web has taken that mantle. Like, I will watch the extended cut of Suicide Squad before I watch Madam Web.
From what I've seen from it, like, it has decent scenes, though.
Yeah, it is. It's middling.
Like, it's sort of like a, like, you know, like, when you used to watch a Disney Channel, like, how they had those shows, like, oh, we're gonna stop the bad guy. And we're gonna do it with girl power.
Yeah, it's very middling. I think that they should keep Sydney Sweeney and Dakota Johnson. Like, keep Dakota Johnson as Madam Web, keep Sydney Sweeney as Spider-Woman, and just do the goddamn Spider-Man movie. Like, they had so much for this already. I think I sent you the poster. I said I would go to the movies for this, like, where it's like a war against the symbiotes.
Yeah.
Like, I would go see that. But that movie was, I saw it because it was leaked on TikTok. I went, yeah, this ain't it. I'm like,
I'm sure everyone thought that.
Yeah, I was like, I see what everyone's saying now. Let me see. All right, let me get to this because we, you know, speaking of movies, I finally got to see Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. It was fucking good. I can't wait for the sequel.
Wait, there's supposed to be a sequel to it? I thought it was supposed to be a one-off.
Yeah, no, they're doing a sequel. The way it ends is with it sets up the sequel. Like, you know, Eli Roth kind of pulled back a little bit, and I got why, because it feels more like a 90s grindhouse movie instead of like a 70s grindhouse movie. Because the trampoline scene, the girl gets stabbed in her foot, stabbed in her hand, stabbed in her chest.
So the usual 90s horror gore.
Yeah, as she's bouncing on the trampoline, I just went, that's fucked up.
Honestly, you said it too, like, the trailer for it, the original trailer for it, like, before they even thought of making an actual movie, like, the way she did the splits and, you know, like, holy crap, that has to hurt.
Oh, God, it was supposed to go up her, and I was just like, ah, shit. Like the guy that she was hooked up with got it worse, because the John Carver killer snapped his neck and just spun that shit around. You just see like the skin just twist and shit. I just went, oh shit. The funniest part though, when he killed Tim Dillon's character, because Tim Dillon's in it. He garrote wires Tim Dillon, pops his head off, and then Tim Dillon's cat is like, they're like, so what's happening here? And you're like, oh no, he's gonna kill the cat. He doesn't kill the cat, he feeds the cat. He's like, I'm a killer. He's like, I'm a killer, I'm not a monster.
I'm waiting for Terrifier 3.
Oh god, I can't wait. Alright, I got a message from Dan Small. He said, as much as I would like to, I am not entirely sure of how I would feel. Money's pretty tight around here. Should we talk him into it? And be like, we'll buy you drinks?
Well, yeah.
I know for a fact Seneca's going to come down. I hope he comes down. He said he was going to. And he said, like... He said to me, he goes, oh, I got like 10K on me. I'm down to come. I'm coming to Chicago no matter what.
But didn't he say that before and he kind of flaked?
Well, he flaked the first time because his fucking PO told him he had to be in the state.
Oh.
Yeah, and I'm like, yeah, I get that. I'm like, you could have told me that. He goes, I was scared to tell you. I'm like, why the fuck were you scared?
Like, last time I checked, I'm not your principal or your dad.
Yeah. I'm telling him, we got you on that, man. I can pick you up, even. For sure. I can...
Shit, maybe after Bourbon Street, we could have a bonfire in my yard.
Yeah, just chill out. I can see it. All right, I sent that message to him. Okay, what else do I got? Oh yes, let's talk about James Gunn and his bullshit.
Where is James Gunn?
Okay, so before we get into the Peacemaker stuff, he spoiled a little bit of Superman. It's no longer called Superman Legacy. It's just called Superman. I think I showed you that. He spoiled a little bit of it. He goes, we're in Norway filming the scene where Superman retreats to the Fortress of Solitude. And I just went, why the fuck would you tell anyone that the Fortress of Solitude is in there? Why can't you surprise us?
He could have just been like, yeah, we're in Norway filming a scene for Superman. I hope you were all excited.
Ooh, yeah, for real. And the other thing is, he said that he's going to, damn, Dan Small still got pneumonia? Jesus Christ. Let me see. Yeah, the one thing he also said, like, you know, that picture I sent you, the little comic slide, everyone knows this little page where it's the girl that she's going to jump off the building and Superman talks her down and all that. He goes, like, this is my inspiration for the movie. And I really went, like, this feels so disingenuous with everything else you write. Like, Peacemaker had no thing with that.
Like, honestly, I don't think James Gunn or whatever who's directing this damn Superman movie knows anything about Superman.
He really looks at it from a... How do I put it? From, like, just like a... He's more surface level than Zack is. At least Zack has some philosophical shit. Like, James really just sees, oh, he's a big galoot from Kansas who thinks he's doing the right thing. And I just went, well, that's the comic book character, but there's more to it. What killed me the most was the Peacemaker stuff.
What do you mean? I thought Peacemaker was a good character.
Well, Peacemaker, the show, is great, but, you know, he said, he goes episode 1 to 4 and episode... He said episode 1 to 4 and episode 7 are canon to the new DC universe. I went, what the fuck? He goes, the rest of it is not canon to the DC universe. I was just like, what? Yeah. He goes, season 2 will be canon to the DC universe. And I just went, what's going on here? I literally turned into Alan from Hangover with all the fucking equations floating around me.
E equals MC squared.
Yeah. Like 555 two down plus 2. I just went, oh my god, shut up. Shut it, James. And I just saw the whole, like, lineup. We have 3 shows coming for DC. We got Creature Commandos, then Superman, then Peacemaker, then Waller.
What's Waller about again?
Amanda Waller, her story.
Oh.
Starring Viola Davis. I went, oh, that's cute that you kept some of the people from DC.
Like, what do you want me to say, man? Like, I love DC for, like, my childhood memories and all that, but, like, it's just, like, how Marvel was when Disney bought them. They were like, they were just doing it for the money.
That's basically it. Like, the whole James Gunn thing really irks me. You know, it was such a migraine-inducing thing. That was literally what I put on the page. I'm like, this migraine-inducing shit. Here, let me see. So, I forgot.
At least they got good games still.
Yeah.
Somewhat.
Yeah. Thanksgiving. I think I gave it a 9 out of 10. It was pretty damn good.
Would you say it's a good Thanksgiving movie to watch on Thanksgiving?
Most likely. But I really felt for the John Carver killer, though. Because I was just like, you know what? I'd kill everyone if someone that I liked was killed during a fucking trampling of a fucking Black Friday sale. Like, that's literally what... that's literally the inciting incident. The chick that was cheating on her husband with him, she got killed on Black Friday at the fucking store. I was like, you know, I would do the same thing. Fuck it.
I would have pulled, like, one of those old scenes from, like, the 80s where blood sweat on me and I was sick. But I ain't cranberry sauce.
Like, in Blood Feast. Oh, God, that's another good Thanksgiving movie. Oh, man. It's so fucking goofy, though. You know, I rewatched X because it's on Netflix. That was so damn good.
Are you ready for the third movie?
Yeah, Maxine drops this this year. I think July. We ain't even get a trailer yet. Really? Yeah, we ain't even get a trailer yet.
Man, they're just popping this out like Madonna popping out children.
Yeah. Yeah, Ty West really won me back with X and Pearl. Pearl was great, too.
Pearl, like, it wasn't as gory as X, but that scene where she just smiles at the camera and it's, zooms in just freaks me the fuck out.
It's nightmare fuel.
Yeah,
I'm so tempted this next Christmas to actually print out the picture where she's yelling "I'm a star" and put it on top of the fucking Christmas tree.
You should do it.
Like, I already said it to my mom. She goes, "No, you're not doing that. You are not doing that." I'm like, "I'm gonna do it."
Just be like, okay, just for Christmas Eve, and then on Christmas Day we'll take it off and put the star on.
We'll put the angel up after this. Let me do this so I can be TikTok famous.
It's just gonna be 30 seconds.
She's just gonna be like, "Ass, you asshole." Let me see. We don't have that much gaming stuff.
Well, I can talk about WWE 2K.
Well, I do have the thing about Hogwarts. That's going to be a minute. But yeah, go talk about WWE 2K, because I know you're loving that.
Oh, yeah, it's fun. It's more of a game than, like, the past two other games. Especially 2K20.
Oh, yeah.
But the blood... It sort of reminds me of, like, No Mercy, about, like, the blood splatter goes, like, in on the ring or on the ramp and all that stuff. And, like, the face emotions that they did or captured were brilliant.
That, yeah, I heard.
And they got the casket match, bro. Who doesn't love casket match?
Yeah, I saw a lot of it. Someone went through the whole Bloodline storyline, where you're trying to get Roman Reigns to acknowledge you. And it looked so damn realistic. I was like, God, I need to grab this now. I think they're going to put Brock Lesnar as playable now since he's back on the roster.
Wait, what?
Well, you know, the whole thing with Brock Lesnar, he's not playable in the game. So I think they're going to make him playable, like, later on, because he's back on the actual roster.
So he's innocent.
Yeah, I think so. I think that was, like, she wasn't suing him. He was just named in it, and they're just, they went scorched earth with that shit. And okay. I get why.
Well, I kind of had a feeling, like, Brock Lesnar wouldn't do something like that to ruin, like, his career and his money-making business.
I wouldn't be surprised if he was just like, oh, yeah, she, like, Vince sent her to me, but I didn't do anything with her. We actually just talked, and I learned about the whole thing. How funny would that be? He just outs Vince even more.
But here's the thing. I thought about it, like, who was accused of being a former UFC fighter, right?
Yeah.
Like, I was thinking of Bobby Lashley, Ken Shamrock. Like, all the former UFC fighters are MMA fighters. I was like, Bobby Lashley could have done it.
Well, you know, Bobby was actually part of Pride FC, I think. Not UFC. Like, Pride's different. They were in a ring, not an octagon. But, it could have been Ken. How fucked up would it be if it was Ken Shamrock? Holy shit. Ken just shows
up. I wouldn't be surprised, because that guy was an actual psycho.
Yeah. Oh my god. He calmed down when he decided to go to UFC, though. He does some shit.
Oh yeah, because he got some sense knocked into him.
Oh yeah. He goes, finally, I don't have to be an intense asshole. Everyone's on my level.
I can be me.
Alright, let's see what else. Oh yeah, so... Here, let me. I got this. All right, it's Mario Day. As of this recording, it's Mario Day. So, what does that mean? Everything's on sale. Here's my new sound effect.
I'm gonna fucking shoot up a logo.
How'd you get that? you get a voice recording of one of my family members?
Well, I was looking at the Mario Day stuff. I was like, oh, maybe I'll get a Switch. And I saw it's like still like $340. I went, that's a sale. Fuck you.
Bro, I just want like a Mario cookie cake.
How great. Oh my God. Now I want a cookie cake. My fat ass.
No, I'll take fucking one just to buy one.
That was the one thing we got another announcement when it comes to Mario. We got they announced the second Mario Brothers movie. I guess this one is same directors as the last one. I just went, no shit. We knew there was gonna be a sequel.
When's Luigi gonna get his own movie about like the Haunted Mansion?
They set that up nicely. Like they can do so much. I hope that's like after the second one. Because Luigi was just up in a cage.
Like, make it a Halloween thing, you know, near October.
Yeah, how great. Oh, my God. I would be creeped out. Especially if there's, like, if they have the characters from the first two games.
Yeah.
That weren't Boos. Oh, my God.
Except for the giant baby. We could go without the giant baby. The giant baby was kind of just weird.
Throwing the ball at it.
I was like, there's no reason for this.
Alright, before we continue this stuff, alright, so I asked Dan. He said hope his pneumonia doesn't bother him. He's still got pneumonia.
What the fuck?
I told him, you still got it? He goes, it's calmed down, but my mom is a little paranoid slightly. I went, that's weird. The way he said it, it's a little paranoid slightly.
Are we sure he's not dying?
I hope not. I know he's still got his busted ribs. There's no fixing ribs.
So he's probably got pneumonia from the busted ribs.
I hope not. I know Zephyr still has like some kind of pneumonia. Alright, I tell him let me know. Alright, let me see. Who else? Let me see. Oh, yeah. All right, let me see. Oh, let's get back to this. I got to bring up this list for the BAFTA stuff. Let me see. Ah! Wrong thing. There's my mouse.
You have a mouse?
No, my mouse pad. His name is Stuart, like Stuart Little. Bum, bum, bum. All right, where is it? I just had this. VGC, they write too much. Ah, here he is. All right, so let me get into... What else do we have? It's Mario Day. See, this is one thing I don't like. All right, so we have WB Games going into more live service stuff.
All time?
We have WB Games going into more live service stuff.
Why, though? They know it's a bad idea.
Yeah. Here, I'm going to pull that. I think I responded to it, too. All right, so let me just screenshot this real quick so I don't lose it. All right. So, the whole thing, the head of WB Games, he was talking about Hogwarts Legacy. And the thing about it is he wants it to be live service for the sequel.
No.
That's exactly. I just did the facepalm thing. I'm like, God damn it.
Like, that only works for like certain games.
Like, if they're going online, I wouldn't mind it being like an MMO thing, but at least let the story breathe. So that way, like, we don't have to just keep rushing and grinding. Let me see. Here it is. This is from JB Perrette, the CEO of WB Games. Rather than just launching a one-and-done console game, how do we develop a game around, for example, a Hogwarts Legacy or Harry Potter that is a live service where people can live and work and build and play in the world in an ongoing basis?
Yeah, Sorry, go on.
Yeah, no, that was the whole line. I was just like, oh my god. Like, the whole thing with Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League, yeah, it's live service. You're not really supposed to play it like crazy. You're not supposed to be grinding and all that. Treat it like a single player thing. Mm-hmm. And them trying to do it with Hogwarts, just make it like an MMO, like almost like kind of like Destiny, but not really. Have us, you know, at Hogwarts, have us in the actual wizarding world. Let us be aurors and all that. You could do so many expansions with it, but don't have us grinding and working on this whole damn game.
Or here's a better idea. Don't mess what's right about it and you leave it as is.
Yeah, I'm actually down for that. Hell, I wouldn't mind them just adding co-op. That wouldn't be bad at all.
Well, not at all.
Online co-op, you can just play single player. I think the only live service thing that they could have with it is just give us free gifts anytime we log into the game. That's it.
A kid's new owl.
Here's your owl. Here's your new wand handle. Here's your new coat.
Your mother sent you the letter.
Oh, they could do the thing. The yelling letter thing. Have us deal with that shit. It would fuck up your ears, especially if you have the headphones on. Alright, let me see.
Or the Mary Ball thing.
Yeah. Let me see what else. But yeah, that was really... Hogwarts Legacy really doesn't need live service. Just give us online co-op, if anything.
Yeah.
That would be better. Oh yeah, we had the layoff extravaganza. Everyone got laid off. Let me see if I can pull that up. Because there's, oh my god, so many companies. EA dropped people. PlayStation dropped people.
Goddamn.
Yeah, it's... Gaming, the gaming community has been really... Well, the gaming business has been shutting... Just cutting everything off. Ooh.
Listen, all I want is the Indiana Jones game for PlayStation.
That would be good. I just saw Emma Stone won best actress.
Good for her.
Yeah, I'm still looking at the Oscar stuff. Oppenheimer won best picture.
Not in Germany.
Not in Japan. Japan's like, what the fuck? I'm glad Godzilla won. Let me see, what else do we got? Yeah, Emma Stone won. Let me see. Someone put, did Lily Gladstone get robbed? I went, maybe not. Maybe they just don't want to deal with Martin Scorsese's shit. Let me see. I'm looking. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Christopher Nolan won for Oppenheimer.
Of course.
Yeah. He went up. This one's like third Oscar or something like that. I don't know. Let me see. What else do I got? Oh, yeah. Let's look at the BAFTA. You know, BAFTAs have their own gaming awards, which is an actual awards show, not like the Game Awards. In most of the categories, Spider-Man 2 got nominated. So did Alan Wake 2, Baldur's Gate 3, and The Legend of Zelda Tales of the Tears of the Kingdom. Tales of the Kingdom. Wow.
How much you want to bet Spider-Man 2 is going to win so they just shut up the whiners?
I think so. This feels like a redemption thing for Spider-Man fans.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I think that's going to be it for that. Let me see. Do I have anything else? Yeah, I think that was it. So many layoffs. Man.
Could it be us?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm glad I'm still in. I got into school. I'm not really looking forward to getting laid off from a writer's room, though.
It happens to us.
Yeah. Oh, God. All right. I think that is it for this. Oh, yeah. I finished Dead Space 2, Remake twice. I got the alternate ending. It set up Dead Space 2 better.
might be getting a remastered Dead Space 2.
I think so. I hope so. I even said, EA, y'all got a success here. Y'all actually did good. Get on the second one.
Like, honestly, if they remaster the old games, they can continue the story.
Yeah. Shoot, this is their way of... This could be their way of actually fixing a lot of what was wrong with 3.
3 was, like, okay. Like, it sort of reminded me of Brendan Fraser's The Mummy.
Ah, see, I gotta play 3. I never got to play. I played 1 and 2, and I couldn't finish 1 because I was getting jumped. This time around, I was getting jumped, but I'm like, oh, I know what you're doing. Blam, bam, blam, bam, bam, blam, bam. I was fucking up everything.
Yeah, like, honestly, the Dead Space games is just a memory game.
Yeah. Oh, my God, that was muscle memory for real. I just went, oh, there's like 5 necromorphs in here. Okay. Come on, come on. Bam, bam, bam. I actually finished the second playthrough with just 1 weapon. I was like, yes.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. I was like, yes.
The whole time, like, when you replay it, you're just like, the monster you see where it, like, jumps out of the vent, you're just, like, looking at the vent before you start the scene the whole time. You're like, I know you're up there, you motherfucker.
Oh, you know what I did in the second playthrough? I actually just, like, when they actually introduced the necromorphs, I actually did what one person did, just walk past them, don't even run, just like, hi, how you doing? Sup? I'm just here.
Just like me in a haunted house, Jesus loves you.
And I just stood in the elevator. They didn't even attack. As soon as you press a button, then they attack. I just went, okay, I see this. I saw the leaper thing. Like, you can just stay still, and the leaper is like, fight me. It didn't do shit. And you just go, hi. It's on the wall. I just went, it's right here, Ray. It's looking at me.
You're just like, who's your dope, who's your poser?
Oh, it was good. Honestly, that is a 10 out of 10 game right there. I gotta get more out of my backlog. I got some more games to grab.
Yeah, honestly, like, I know you don't play wrestling games all that much, but I would definitely get this new wrestling game for sure.
Yeah, last one I played, it was on the Xbox. I want to say it was 2K19, and I just went, okay, this grappling system is kicking my ass. They made this too technical. What's wrong here? That's how I was.
trust me, I felt the same way after the, like, control changes. Like, after you get to it, oh, this is easy.
Yeah, it's so I gotta grab that one. I got a few to grab. Alone in the Dark comes out this month. Get to play that finally. Mm-hmm. It looks so damn good. I'm hoping it's good. Watch the critics be
We need to save money for Helldivers too.
Yeah. I think I have enough for it. It's like only $30. Like, that's a good thing about it.
Really?
Yeah, it's only like $40 actually. It's like $39.99.
What the hell? All the other games are like $80 or $100 or $113.
Ain't that some shit? Like, they do have the $59.99 version where you get, like, all the stuff. You get your own ship, and you get the best. Like, yeah, not the best.
That's still reasonable.
Yeah. And I was like, you know what? I want to work it. I want to work on that. Let me just grab the basic thing. So I'm thinking about grabbing it. I gotta tell a few of our other associates to grab it.
So I'm going to buy the deluxe version. I'm going to be, like, in your lobby, like, hey, look at my armor, my guns. Just...
I'll still be a higher rank, like, you don't deserve that armor. just start doing such goofy shit.
I turn around and, like, nuke a whole, like, village of bugs. They're like, oh, yeah? Check this out.
They finally put mechs in the game.
I know.
And the servers took a shit again.
That was gonna happen, I knew it.
Oh, God. As soon as that happened, I was just like, oh, no. The mechs look cool. We're getting another enemy in the game. The Illuminate are coming.
When are they putting the RoboCops in?
Oh, they already put the automatons in.
I know, but I want RoboCops as well. like half, the lower half is like human flesh.
Oh,
they didn't get like full fleshed out yet.
I know we got cyborgs coming. I think that's one person. I think we said that last time. One person said the automatons, they're not going to Super Earth. They're going to where the cyborgs are. I just went, we gotta stop them. Then we gotta stop them. There's no stopping them. There's no stopping them.
They can fly now. They can fly now.
Oh God. Let me see. Wow, this was actually a pretty good Oscars. I see no problems here.
Yeah, we might have to do this again for our cake or whatever.
Well, we can't do it through we can't do this through Kick. Let me see. I'm gonna check it real quick. I will check Restream real quick. See if it keeps going. Okay, yeah, all right, let's go. Why does it always take me to this damn page? Why does it take me to the encoder page? I'm gonna check it. Let's see.
I'll tell you why, but you gotta tell nobody about it. I'll tell you the secret. All right, keep listening.
Yeah.
Because the Jews faked the moon landing.
Oh God, Spotify for Podcasters is gonna kick our ass. Oh shit, let me see.
Tell me I'm wrong.
You know what's so funny? I saw that damn video that was making the rounds where the guy's like, why didn't Obama do anything on 9/11? I just went, dude, really? Well, he wasn't president. There's a meme about this. Ah, no, this thing's still going. The connection's still going wonky.
Fuck that. Yeah. I say we just do a longer Kick version next week because hopefully the connection will be better since it's Oscar season.
Yeah, because we still got to do Greylock. I was looking at the Channel Awesome stuff. I'm like, you know, we could actually, like, look at that. It's been, I think, 5 years since the whole Change the Channel movement. And that movement died so fucking quick.
It was a movement?
Yeah, it was a whole movement led by a lot of the reviewers. And they were like, we're gonna change Channel Awesome. And they were, like, trying to make Doug Walker and Rob Walker look like pieces of shit. And they were trying to say, Mike Michaud, he was an asshole and all that. And I was just like, at the time, I was like, well, Mike Michaud needs to go then if he's, like, trying to ruin Channel Awesome. Come to find out he wasn't. He was actually being a shrewd business person as that happens. And the thing about it was, like, one guy said it. He goes, Mike Michaud, you all said Mike Michaud called y'all troublemakers. You proved him right. And I just went, yeah. You know what? And as soon as I found out, like, Brad Jones got swatted, I think back in 2019 or something like that, I was like, yeah. Uh-huh. I'm like, yeah, they really are shit. Especially, like, Linkara. That was the thing that killed me. He did a movie that was literally a sequel to Boldly Flee and had some of them that were on that document in the movie, and it's a sequel to Boldly Flee, which they said is the worst movie ever, they treated us like slaves, all this stupid shit. And I was just like,
first of all, I don't think they know what slaves were.
Yeah.
Because everybody accuses, oh, you treat me like a slave, or you treat me like a slave.
Yeah, that.
No, you don't know what slaves did.
Yeah, that's one thing that got me. I just went, really? Y'all acting like it was a horrible experience? They're like, there was a rape scene in it. I went, I saw the movie. It wasn't a rape scene. It was with Mechakara, Linkara's robot double, just turning people into other cyborgs. If you thought that was what it was, you're an idiot. Even Linkara said that it was a rape scene. I went, how? It's your character. Like, really? What's the onus on this?
If anything, it was molesting.
Oh my God.
How dare you? How fucking dare you?
They want to get technical with it. The only time somebody gets raped is when a man rapes a woman. And when the woman does it to a man, it's called molesting.
I'm gonna fucking shoot up a llama!
Sorry, woke people, get woke.
And I saw atop the fourth wall of the movie. Oh yeah, it oh my lord. Oh my god.
Don't talk to me, I'll murder you.
It was horrible. It was really fucking horrible. I went, you know what? There was an attempt in these last three Nostalgia Critic led movies. Doug actually knew how to write the characters. Everyone felt bland. And I just went, oh.
Speaking of Doug, I think that show should come back.
That was the funniest story too on Nostalgia Critic. He hates this show Doug because his name is Doug. Oh, that was a funny little bit.
What's wrong with Doug?
They would call him Doug Funny. He goes, "It's Walker." Oh god. But you know, that was one thing that got me with the whole Channel Awesome thing. I just like looked at it and I just went, you know, it's been a couple years. Yeah, you know what? I think I sided with the wrong guys here. Cause damn near all of them are obscured now. They are no one deals with them. Like Obscurus Lupa, Obscurus Lupa, she's under a rock. Linkara, he's under a rock. E-Rod, who wasn't even in the fucking thing to even have a complaint, he doesn't do shit. The only one that does anything, and Angry Joe isn't even in the thing. Angry Joe has his own podcast. He does his own show. Lord Cat, he does his own podcast. It ain't doing shit. Juwario killed himself.
Get what you fucking deserve!
And there's a reason why he killed himself, because he was an actual fucking sex pest. He was an actual rapist.
Wow.
Yeah, so, you know, it really showed, and that was the thing that got it. Like, they're like, they were hiding Juwario. They were hiding Carmichael's whole crimes against from everyone. And went, but you were working with him. Why didn't y'all blow the whistle? What the fuck? It really.
And trust me, those followers of them aren't innocent either, because they're probably bullshit. They were probably buying his merch and all that while this was going on. So they were in trouble too.
They were his followers. As soon as they found out that he was doing that shit, they were like, "What?" Like, you know, and it was right after he had committed suicide. I just went, "Wow." Like, at first I was like, "Oh, that sucks," but then finding out about it, just went, "Wow, damn." It was that was like the only controversy at Channel Awesome, and they blew it out of proportion. Best way they put it when it came to the document, that this group basically acted like it was a cult and that there were bodies buried in Doug Walker's backyard. Damn. It was a whole thing. Like, I would love to take a look at it. It was a lot of stuff. But the one thing about Linkara, his hands aren't clean either. Especially with his search history. Gay dead Muppet gangbangs.
What the fuck?
I knew that wake you up. I'm like, what?
Like, okay. Necrophilia is one thing, and like, yeah. I look down on it, I'd be like, "Oh, that's disgusting." But
Muppets,
necrophilia with
Muppets.
Muppets aren't alive to begin with. So what?
Oh god.
Holy fuck, is this wrong? But holy hell, is it ironic?
Oh, imagine S tier cast on Channel Awesome during this whole thing. I'd be on Doug's side so bad, just doing this shit. I'm like, wait, Link Kara said something? Just play Mr. Medicare's line, gay dead Muppet gangbangs. What'd he say? Gay dead Muppet gangbangs. Just play that the whole fucking time.
And then you put a remix on it, but like, gangbangs.
It drops.
Muppet. Gangbang.
You just have Lyle from Oni Plays going, I'm the light bringer. That's a drama.
And then Zach from Oni Plays is like, oh no, don't do that to Dean.
Just have him in his Donald Trump voice. Get him out of here. Get him out of here. Don't leave it. Leave his jacket.
Who is that? It's me.
It's me, the light bringer. Oh my god. You know what I did?
Get him out of here. Don't bring him his coat.
Don't bring him his coat. Oh god, when I heard that shit, I went, oh, that's hilarious. The fact that he was pissed.
The animation is more funny, bro.
Yeah, the fact that Linkara was pissed at that, but Doug was like, you know what, it's hilarious that they made fun of me. He was, how hypocritical would I be if I got pissed about it? You just know, like, okay, he's the right guy to side with. What the fuck? Oh, God. The whole change the channel thing, that was fucking weird. There were so many YouTube drama things. That was one where I was, like, I was involved in it. I got blocked by Obscurus Lupa. And I didn't even do shit. I just went, so all this was a lie? That's how I was. That was it.
And just like in Pulp Fiction, you're looking around. You're like, confused.
Like, what the fuck I do? Oh, I'm like, you know what, fuck it, I'm gonna wear this as a badge of honor.
Did you put on black rain?
When I was a young boy.
Alright, I think that's it. My head's killing me now. Let me end this. All right, the audio for this is gonna be a little wonky because of the exterior stuff, but it's all right. Nice old fashioned episode from the early days, 4 years ago, before we got into this real crazy.
When we were younger.
Yeah, you forced us to do this restream. You forced us.
You forced my hand, damn it.
Yeah. Oh, before we go, you know, the one thing I did as a litmus test, because someone said this in the comments, to check, you know, as a writer, I checked my dialogue. I actually read it in Linkara's voice. And I just went, oh, God, yeah, I got to rewrite this.
Next, you'll just do it in the movie guy's voice in a world.
Like, it was one of the villains for book 4 of the Ghost Marshal stuff. And I was like, yeah, I gotta rewrite this. He's like, I'm the one that did all the things. That I kidnapped your homeless people and turned them into monsters. I'm like, yep, gotta rewrite this shit.
If you want me to do voice acting for your book, I could.
Oh, no, it's good. I had to make sure the dialogue... If your dialogue sounds like something that Lewis Lovehog, aka Linkara, sounds like, it's probably trash. Like, that's literally the litmus test. If you can do it in his voice, if you can read it in his voice, it has to be rewritten. That's basically it.
Somehow you turn into Mark Wahlberg, you're like, what the fuck? How did I become fucking Mark Wahlberg?
I should do that with Kevin Fisher, the character in Ghostbusters. Be like, you're a corpse? When are you going to tell me this?
When are you going to tell me you're a fucking corpse?
I gotta go see my mother. Okay.
I mean, I gave you so much beer, you told me you're a corpse? What the fuck?
Wait until I tell fucking Ted about this.
Oh, God. All right, so this is the end of the S-tier cast, this episode. Old-fashioned episode using Facebook Messenger call. We'll see you all hopefully live next week. I'm going to make sure this internet's going. Let's see what we can do. Bye-bye.
Goodbye from Mark Wahlberg, you fucking putz.
Well, that was quite an S-tier episode. If you enjoyed this episode, check out the S-tier cast on the podcast platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Also, watch the podcast live on youtube.com/stierpod2020. For entertainment news that does not get featured on the show, follow the S-tier cast on Instagram @S_tiercast, @_tierpodcast1 on Twitter, and follow the S-tier cast on Facebook. Stay S-tier, everyone. Kick it in.